Late Nights with Trav and Lowe's.
Welcome to another Late Nights with Trav and Lowe's. We are remote once again.
Yes. This is a fun fact. This podcast is being recorded mere hours before you're listening to it. Mere hours before it's like speaking in your ear holes.
This is exciting.
Yeah. This is like the most clutch podcast we've ever done.
That's funny. So if you are tuning in for the first time, or if you're a repeat listener, this is the format. I am hosting tonight. I have prepared the topic. Travis has no clue what I'm talking about. And the second part of that is he will act as you. You are the audience and he is your proxy. And every 2 weeks we alternate. So Next week, Travis will be hosting, and we have a special surprise for you guys, and we will tell you at the end of this show what the surprise is.
Ooh, you're building anticipation.
See what I did there?
That's cool. Yeah, we're going to have a callback at the end and everything.
Yep,
it's a really great surprise. I'm excited about it.
Yep, so don't be a jerk and skip to the end. Listen to the middle.
That's a good point. It is a recording and they can do whatever they want. Yeah.
So today's topic that I want to talk about is something that has been top of mind for the last 3 months, 100%, and the last 6 months, about 40%. So it's been top of mind. It's been something that I've been practicing and trying to do.
Okay.
And what I've been trying and practicing to do is have better communication with people. To have more clear and concise conversations with my peers, my friends, my wife, and my children.
What made you think, hey, I need better communication skills? Like, how did you wake up in the bed in the morning and be like, that needs to change?
The catalyst to this thought process, right? The wake up is I'm in a bigger organization at work, and there's a lot more people that I need to talk to. And so my goal is to manage first impressions and to manage continuing impressions of how I communicate and how I do business. Mm-hmm. And to convey someone who communicates with confidence, who is sure of the decisions that he's going to make, sure of his suggestions, and someone that they can rely on and have them feel and that they can trust me.
Now, we've touched on this before, but you've always been the kind of person who's very aware of your personal brand.
Yeah.
And I now I'm listening to you talk about why you're doing this, and it sounds like an extension of that.
It is an extension of that. Is every interaction with me is a brand interaction, right?
Right. So hit me with it. What's this thing you're doing?
Okay. There's two things. One is a word that I eliminated from my vocabulary, and the second is something that I'm maturing my sentence structure to be formatted as. The word that I am removing from my vocabulary is the word, air quotes, or dick fingers. Just.
Dick fingers.
Just.
Just?
Just. So here's why. If you use just in your sentences, right, you are setting yourself up as someone who is inferior to who you are talking to, because you are already giving them more authority than you have. For example, when you say, hey, this will just take a minute.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind just coming over here real quick? Because
this will just take a minute.
Yeah.
So that's setting the stage of, I'm going to bother you, but it's not going to be so bad.
Yes. And if you stop using just in your vocabulary, you are no longer asking for permission, because you are going there for a reason and it's important.
Mm-hmm. You know, this reminds me of like when I catch my kids doing something nefarious and I go, all right, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, we were just filling up the bathtub with soap. They're like, we're just committing atrocities. Yeah. So, you know, we're just making a mess, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of like that, like even at the age of 3 and 4, they have this like idea that this kind of use of the word just in this way is kind of like cultural, right?
Yeah.
Like it kind of seeps in and it tries to lessen the blow by making you more more of a victim, or more of a innocent, or more of a something like that, right? Like less aggressive, less purposeful, something like that.
Yeah, on that thought, let's say you're an intern at a company, and your name is Jermaine, right? And they're like, Jermaine, what do you think? And you give them your thought, and then you encapsulate that message with saying, I don't know, though. I'm just an intern. Right? Mm-hmm. And what you have to know, Jermaine, right, is that you're not just an intern. You got hired here for a reason. You beat out the other 15, 20 applicants to be an intern, or you joined with 30 interns, and you're the only one left. Right?
I'm the intern.
You're the intern. You're not just the intern. So eliminate just from your vocabulary, and you'll sound more confident and more purposeful with your communication.
I think that's good. I think that's a really good tip. Eliminate the word just. I mean, you don't even have to replace it with anything.
No, you just eliminate it, and your sentence is the same.
Yeah, which one, if you're on the receiving end of those two sentences, which one do you want to have? Which conversation do you want to have? Somebody who is coming to you and prefacing the conversation with, I'm going to bother you, or I have something purposeful to say to you right now.
Yes, the second.
You know what I mean? Yep. I want to communicate with somebody who wants to be there. Exactly. And who wants me to want to be there.
Yes, I agree.
So what's this other thing you want to do? Your speech patterns.
Oh, so this next one is, if you pay attention to how you communicate with other people, a lot of the time your sentence structure follows this pattern of no, but.
No, but.
Okay. So let me start from explaining what the sandwich method is. The sandwich method is when you're giving critique, some people like a good news, and then you put in the not so good news, and then you round it off with some more good news.
Uh-huh.
Right? So it's praise, critique, praise. Right?
Right.
And so that is a fantastic way to give critique to some people. In doing so, however, if you lead with praise and you say, but you do this, this, and that, or I believe this, or I think this, there's no reason for you to lead, because you're wasting that. It doesn't mean anything when you say but. It eliminates the praise.
Oh, your praise is useless because you're immediately contradicting yourself afterward?
Yes.
Got it.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Now, this is interesting because we're leaving the realm of merely conversational and instructional and informational communication, and we're moving into the realm of persuasion, right?
Yes, yes.
So it's a lot more complicated, because now you have to not only convey your thoughts and feelings and emotions, but you have to take into account their thoughts, feelings, and emotions and try to bring them over onto your side.
Yes.
So it's a lot more complicated mechanisms are going on right there. And if you tell them, stop everything, you are wrong, reset, and listen to me, that's not going to work.
It's not going to work. And that's what's happening when you have sentences that follow the no but pattern.
Yeah, yeah. No, 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 but listen to me, right?
Yeah.
Got it. So what's your fix?
So the fix is something that you mentioned to me a while back, and I think it was in one of our first three podcasts. And it's structuring your conversations in a yes and sentence structure rather than a no but.
Yes. And, okay, so give me an example of that.
An example is, let's say, back to that same thing that I was talking about, critiquing someone for, let's say my wife is critiquing me. Mm-hmm. And what she wants me to do is take out the trash, because I'm notorious of forgetting to take out the trash, right? And so mm-hmm. The no but example is, you took it out last week and the week before, but I usually forget once or twice out of the month, so just take the trash out today, right? So that's like, we already talked about it. That's there's no reason for the praise, because it's, you're just critiquing and you're trying to do a soft open, but it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so the better route, or the yes and route, is, hey, you took out the trash yesterday and you took it out, you know, the time before, and it'd be awesome if you keep that streak up and take it out today as well. and tomorrow, right, and the day, and the Sunday after.
Mm-hmm. It's the exact same message. You're just approaching it positively.
Yes.
And putting an encouraging spin on it. Now, I have an insight here. So in another life, I was a salesman.
Mm.
This is before I made the switch to being a full-time professional creator.
Right.
And I did a myriad of different jobs. I sold on sales floors. I did door-to-door for a while, actually. And, you know, if you are listening to this and you check out, because Travis said all of a sudden we're going to talk about sales tactics, and you're checking out and you think that you're not a salesman, you just want to be a web designer or you want to be a whatever, like, listen, because you will always be a salesman no matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you make a design, you have to sell it to your manager. You know, yeah, you have to sell it to the customer. So sales is a big part of you, what you do every day, no matter what you're doing. If you're a dentist, you're a salesman.
Mm.
Okay, so just putting that out there. Now, going back to the story, being a door-to-door salesman is a different type of breed, right? So you knock on the door, and if you're a newbie, you're going to square up to the door. You're going to have your shoulders squared with the hinges, and somebody's going to open the door, and you're going to be toe-to-toe, chest-to-chest. Nipple to nipple, basically touching my nips.
Yeah.
And you know, you're going to be toe-to-toe with this person. You're going to be looking at them in the eye, and immediately it's adversarial. It's me on this side. It's you on that side. And we have a conflict built into, I mean, no words have been spoken, built into just our physical language, right?
Yes.
Body language. So you have a conflict. Now, if you are a little bit more experienced, what you'll do is you'll turn to the side and give your shoulder and open up your breast to the rest of the world. You kind of like create this like flow of chi that goes through and goes by you. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And if you're exceptional, what you'll do is you'll ask them to join you in that flow. So here's what you do. Hey, can I show you something? And then you walk with them out to the edge of their lawn, because you don't want to be on that doorstep anymore. You don't want it to be me versus you. You want it to be me and you looking at the lawn.
Yes.
So what you're doing is you're taking this situation where it's a conflict, and now it's the two of us observing something together. And this is how yes and works. If somebody gives you a criticism, I don't think that this is a good design. I don't think that this copywriting is very good. I don't think that the way you're handling the meeting is very good, whatever it is. What you have to do is you have to exercise empathy, right? Yes and requires empathy, whereas no but requires just stubbornness and a blockheadedness. Yes and it requires you to say, okay, why are you saying that? What can I empathize with about your message and build it into my own message relating all the way?
Hmm.
And say, okay, so you are, you know, really doing a bad job of hosting this meeting. So you could say, yes, and I think that I'll take, you know, something else that I've seen, try that next time, you know, like just whatever it is. You're talking about yes and. I recently had this experience at work where I received some criticism, and instead of like, you know, talking to like HR or like arguing back with the manager or whatever, I went to the person immediately who had the criticism about me and said, hey, can we talk? And they said, yeah, here's the criticism. I said, yes, and here's why that happened. So I was able to explain myself. I didn't say no, but here's why it happened. I said yes, and here's why it happened, and also here's how I can avoid it in the future.
Yes.
So there's no conflict the whole way. I'm inviting them out of the house. We're looking at the lawn together and saying, this is the thing that happened. It's not between you and me. It's over here. We are together inspecting it and coming to a good solution.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's a perfect summary of the yes and ethos.
Yeah.
And when you talked about it with me, you told me a little bit about its history and how it comes from stand-up improv comedy.
Yes, that's correct.
And I'm going to you for the history on this.
Oh, I don't know the history too much. I just know that it's like a, you know, improv shows, right? Where you do you remember Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes, if you don't know, come on.
Come on. Whose Line Is... I used to watch that one as a kid so much. Whose Line Is Anyway is an awesome show. But one of the rules in improv comedy is to never disagree. And if somebody introduces a new idea to the improv, the improvisational situation, then you have to roll with it. You have to say, yes, that is true, and add something to it.
Yes.
So, you know, if somebody says, oh, hey, here's my dog, and it's angry today, you know, that's like the situation. That's the setup for this improvisational situation. Yeah. You can't say, no, that's not a dog, that's a cat.
Yeah.
You say, yes, and your dog looks like a cat, you know, like, and you have to say, like, yes, and like, kind of throw something odd and awkward into it, and that's where comedy is based on paradox. We can talk about that later, but the point of this, why does that work in improv? Well, because if you say no, all of a sudden you're taking the flow of the story, you're taking the flow of the emotion, and you're stopping it dead in its tracks, and nobody can relate to what's happening next because you stopped it.
Yes.
But yes and allows the flow, and everybody's relating all the way, which is one of your points early on in a podcast.
Yes. And your dog is angry and it's purring. Why is it purring?
Yes. Yes. That's right. You should be an improv.
You should be an improv. That's it. That's all I have.
That's fantastic. Thank you for bringing that up. I think it's really good. I really admire you because you're cognizant of these things. You're always trying to like do a little bit better. Every time I talk to you, you have like this little trick that you're trying out. It's pretty fun.
Yes, if you're interested in removing more filler words from your vocabulary or studying up on yes and, feel free to just Google, you know, remove X from my vocabulary to have better communication or something like that, and you'll find tons and tons of lists of things that you can remove from your vocabulary. Another one that I've removed is actually, and you can go and read about that one, and you can read about yes and 99U has a short blip on yes and this guy went to this improv and went through the exercise.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. I want to read some reviews that we have on the podcast.
Yes, and I will listen.
Oh, nice. It's on the Late Nights with Trevin Loess iTunes podcast reviews. And if you've ever left a review, it takes some time. Mm-hmm. So we are grateful and super grateful for these reviews. I'm going to read the next two that we've got.
Yes.
Number 11 from Bon Von. On July 1st, 5 stars, he says, do yourself a favor. Try it. Listening to Trevin Loess reminds me of hanging out with friends in college, with music playing quietly in the background, having a beer and discussing life and what was important to us at the time. There is no music and beer, but it has the same energy that we had before the meetings, kids, and bills. Anyway, it's very casual and fun. At the same time, it's informative and provocative. I promise that you will think about what was discussed far beyond the 20 minutes of each episode. I also enjoy the short format. I'm busy with work and life, and having these shorter episodes makes it easy to get in a complete discussion when I can listen.
That's awesome.
Boom.
There's two things that I like about that one. Number one, he talked about how the show is not necessarily about this topic or this topic, but he focused in on the energy of the show, which is what I'm actually the most which I'm just the most proud of. I'm really proud of the energy of the show. We set out to make this show a late night hangout with your friends and some interesting conversation, and I really like that people have kind of zeroed in on that bullet point. Number two, the second thing I like about his comment,
what's that?
Is he used the word anyway?
Because it is not anyways.
Anyways is incorrect, and it drives me wild when I hear it.
I have this friend who, it's his pet peeve when people say anyways, and he has just drilled it down my throat. I think I said anyways once with him, and he gave me an earful, and ever since then I have omitted the S from anyways.
You got to. That was impressed upon me when I was young, when I was a wee bit child. And you know what's wonderful that I'm able to talk about it now is that everybody who's hearing this will never say anyways again. And I'm like, I think that I've improved the world tonight.
Yes, and when you realize that anyways is not a word and it's anyway, you become a shark yourself.
You do. And it's fun because like you're totally justified in it.
Yes.
And you can make people feel dumb really well because it's so true.
That's great. Number 12. Yeah. Number 12. You ready?
Yeah.
It's by Sifa Loese.
Mm-hmm.
This guy gives us 5 stars. Subject is fire. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to do it justice. These two spit mad fire, yo. I mean...
That's so gangster. What's it doing?
It's straight up.
That's
gangster.
Awesome.
Straight up gangster. It gets even more gangster. These two spit mad fire, yo. I've been listening to their previous potties, and I've been inspired in my way of thinking. Potties.
Potties? P-O-D-D-Y?
P-O-D-D-Y-S. Potties.
Y'all be listening to some potties. Y'all be spitting mad fire, yo.
Yo, keep up the great work, fellas. This guy straight up poured out the love right there.
This thug love. That's cool, man.
What's thug love?
That's awesome. Thank you so much, everybody, for leaving those great reviews. And we're so excited. We have an announcement for our podcast next week. Actually, it's for what? Tomorrow, right?
No, it's for Wednesday, 2 days from. So
this
is released on Tuesday. So mm-hmm. If you're listening to this, it's tomorrow for you.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Okay, so here's the thing. Do you want to talk about it or should I?
Oh, it was your idea. Let's talk about it.
Okay, I'm so excited. So we record the podcast late nights and we are Pacific time. We start like around 8:30 or 9 and we kind of go till, you know, whenever. And the outcome of that is a little snippet of our total conversation.
Yes.
So what we want to do is like invite you guys into the conversation a little bit more. And I was messing around with this application on my phone called Periscope. Mm. So if you follow at Travin Loess on Twitter, tomorrow, Wednesday, I will be tweeting how you can join our Periscope session. And we're going to be recording, and I guess periscoping is the verb, from our podcast session, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to try this out, and we want you to join us. So be aware of that. It'll be around 8:30, 9 o'clock Pacific time. Join us for a late night with Travin Loess, Periscope style.
Ooh, I'm excited. It's going
to
be cool.
Yep, so tune in to at Travin Loess Twitter handle to find out more information about that.
Periscope for the potty.
It's a parrot potty.
It's a parrot potty.
Nice.
Twert.
All right, twert. I was thinking before you called me, because I'm outside right now, and I was like, oh, there's no tweeters twerting.
There's no tweeters twerting. The twert. That's awesome. Thank you so much for listening. If you have anything that we can help you with, feel free to tweet us at Travin Loess. Or go to travinloss.com to listen to our latest podcast.
Yeah, that's a good point. So tomorrow we're doing this, you know, Parapotty. And I'm hosting. So I'm doing both of the episodes tomorrow. And I don't have anything prepared yet. I've not written or even thought about anything.
Twert.
So except for twerting, you know. Of course, I got to get my twert on. If you have, you know, if you're struggling with something, and you think that Travin Loess can help, hit us up at Travin Loess on Twitter. And this is like a direct, like, tomorrow, today, do it. And on Wednesday, we will be parapotty. That sounds so funny. We'll be periscoping our podcast, and we'll, like, you know, if it's appropriate, we'll address your concern. We'll use the thing that we can help you at as the topic for the podcast.
Sweet.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Good night.